There's a new political reality in Hungary today. After 16 years, citizens have ousted Prime Minister Viktor Orban in an election that saw the highest voter turnout there since the end of the Cold War. Peter Major is the 45-year-old conservative politician who led his party to a massive victory. Today, he promised to renew relations with Europe.
Millions of Hungarians proved yesterday that Hungarian people write their history, not in Moscow. Our history is not written in Brussels or in Washington, but in Hungarian streets, Hungarian squares. I am grateful that they managed to prove this.
Esme Nicholson reports from Budapest.
Thousands of Hungarian voters lined the banks of the Danube and cheered as the man set to be their next prime minister, Peter Madja, took to the stage to claim victory in front of the floodlit parliament where his party, Tisza, will occupy the most seats.
Barátaim, itt az idő.
My friends, he said, the time is here to mend the mistakes of our predecessors, adding that Tisza will heal historical wounds. Among the crowd was 29-year-old Laura Laszlo, who said she's trying to get her head around what real freedom might feel like.
I feel like that people are less afraid now and they can believe everybody's vote means something for the world and they can make a change if they really want it.
Mark Lustow, a fellow at the Central European University's Institute for Advanced Study, says the world can learn from Hungary's electorate about how to deal with what became widely known as Viktor Orban's illiberal democracy.
The most important message is that illiberalism is not inevitable, but it takes courage on the part of political opposition leaders. It takes courage on the part of everyday people who can stand up and say enough is enough.
Orban accepted that voters had had enough in a short concession speech early in the evening, as it became clear that his challenger was on course to win a landslide. But some of Madja's voters, like 32-year-old Josef Gezart, are circumspect about whether he really will re-democratize their country.
Madja is a beacon of hope, but I'm kind of skeptical of the fact that, yeah, it will be more of the same. If he even does half of what he promised, I'll be extremely happy.
Madja's ballot box success is not only a marker of his political pluck, but also of his tenacity on a campaign trail that saw him, in some instances, walk miles from rural constituency to another to talk to Orban's Fidesz party voter base in person.
He beat Orban at his own game by defying all odds and building a movement that, in the very electoral system that Fidesz built, can become the strongest force.
Zsuzsanna Vég is an analyst with the German Marshall Fund.
Peter Magyar did not try to outflank Orban. What we have seen where far-right parties were rising is that the democratic forces started to adopt their rhetoric, they started to adopt their programmatic position, thinking that that is where the appeal lies.
Instead, Peter Madja appears to have torn up Orban's so-called Budapest playbook, a series of strategies to dismantle a democracy admired by illiberal populists the world over. Vague says this will come as a blow to Orban's backers from the Kremlin to the White House. But as the wind changes here in Hungary, democratic onlookers throughout Europe and beyond may well be asking where they can order a copy of Peter Madja's playbook. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Budapest.